Secretary, President Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud and happy on behalf of the United States of America to dedicate this building. And I have been greatly interested in learning a moment ago from the chairman of the executive committee that the origin of Howard University was in a house of prayer. I have a special interest in Howard for one reason, because the government of the United States has long had a special relationship to this institution. Since 1879, Congress has made continuous and increasing appropriations year by year to help meet the general expenses of the university and its various departments and to provide new buildings. And in part, at least, the Department of the Interior shares in the responsibility for the administration of the university. In a very real sense, therefore, Howard is one of the nation's institutions. But I would be interested in this university, even though the government had no such relationship to it. Its founding, many years ago, as an institution for the American Negro, was a significant occasion. It typified America's faith in the ability of man to respond to opportunity regardless of race or creed or color. And the American Negro's response to this opportunity in the field of higher learning has been prompt and eager as in other fields. In 1867, at the first term, 94 students enrolled. Today, there are nearly 2,000 students on the list. Howard University has grown not only in numbers, but it has grown steadily also in the range of its courses. To provide equal opportunities for Negro men and women, the university offers instruction in its colleges of liberal arts, of medicine, dentistry, pharmacy, and in the schools of law, engineering, architecture, and music. A graduate school recently organized attracts graduates of other colleges and universities and has helped to make Howard a real center of Negro culture in America. With justification, you may take pride in its high standards of scholarship among other American universities. Its schools of law and medicine, for instance, are, I am told, rated among the Class A schools in the whole of the United States. And despite the constant raising of the scholastic standards of the university, as the years went by, the demand for higher training, higher education among our Negro citizens has increased to an extent that has created a strain upon its facilities. And so the federal government has provided three new structures for it at this time, and there are more to come. Structures, this building program represents the happy conjunction of two important federal government programs to meet the difficulties of the Depression. They are a part of our nationwide project to reduce unemployment by building useful public works. But they are also a part of our nationwide program to ensure the normal maintenance and necessary expansion of educational facilities for youth, even in a time of depression. Our purpose was not only to provide work in all sections for all parts of the population, but to enable them all to share in the benefits to be obtained from these works, so long as bricks and mortar shall endure. As far as it is humanly possible, the government has followed the policy that among American citizens, there should be no forgotten men and no forgotten races. It seems to me to be a wise and truly American policy, and we shall continue faithfully to observe it. Howard University has shared as of right in our public works program. These government-financed improvements in the facilities of this great center of Negro education should enable it to continue to provide for its students cultural opportunities comparable to those offered by other first-class institutions of higher learning in the country. At its last commencement, Howard sent forth 245 graduates to join nearly 10,000 alumni in all parts of the world. Here is a record of which the Negro race may well be proud. It is a record of which America is proud. It is a further fulfillment of our dream of providing better and better educational facilities for all of our people. And so today, we dedicate this new chemistry building, this temple of science, we dedicate it to industrious and ambitious youth. May they come here and learn the lessons of science and carry the benefits of science to their fellow men.